Bill Morris, who was the finance commissioner, was very, very concerned about the flooding, and he decided not to run. I'd been sort of watching the floods from the water board. The utility board had been involved in city activities, and he said, Norma, would you like to run for my spot? And I thought, yes, I will.
Was party affiliation a big thing? Here's LaFortune, a Republican, appointing you to utilities as a Democrat.
Bob LaFortune was a prince. He was kind, he was generous, he was inclusive, he was not partisan. He was a very, very special mayor.
So then when you were running for commissioner, party affiliation was not an issue?
Yes, it was. Okay. There were two Democrats on the city commission when I arrived, and three Republicans. Democrats were a little bit of a curiosity in those days. We will remember Lyndon Johnson. His election had gone, and the city and the state were turning Republican.
Was that an easy election for you?
Yes. My friends and I had worked on elections for years, and we knew how to run a campaign. And it was a fabulous campaign. I think I won every precinct in the city. Besides that, the city was kind of ready for a woman. I think they might have been a little embarrassed that they hadn't had a woman in public office before.
Did they use your gender as an issue to vote for you?
Well, I didn't. Everybody knew I was a woman. It was clear I was a woman.
I know, but was that a campaign point?
No, it was not. It may have been very important to some people, yeah. Certainly to my friends. But I didn't run as a first woman. Remember, I told you I was in lots of organizations throughout the city. The Boys Home, the Cerebral Palsy Organization, the Red Cross, the United Way, the Urban League. I knew a lot of people. And the city was ready for a woman.
Okay, so you had a name. You had high name recognition by the time you came to that election, more than likely.
Perhaps.
Right.
Yes. And I had a good campaign. All my friends who knew how to run campaigns.
Did you enjoy campaigning?
Yes, it was exciting.
Did you knock on doors?
Oh, sure. Knocked on doors, made telephone calls, made stump speeches all over Tulsa, went on the television, had signs and slogans. I think we raised $30,000 for that first campaign, which was a lot of money for a campaign.
That had to be a big victory party when this
female... It was very exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was a curiosity at City Hall. I was invited to make speeches all over town because, you know, they wanted to see what I was like, what did I know. I discovered when you make a speech, a political speech, people really don't come for information very much. They want to know two things. They want to know if you know what you're talking about and can they trust you. So I made speeches all over town. On the day I arrived at City Hall in the executive floor, which was the 11th floor of City Hall, there were two bathrooms. One was marked executive and the other was marked woman. There was a little bit of consternation.
Was there any, I don't know if prejudice is the word, because the other four were men. Do you think they treated you differently because you were female?
I think they were very good to me. City government was very polite in those days. Politics was not nearly as scrappy as it is today. And city politics was very cordial, civil, and kind. I will say it was interesting. City officials would be invited to a lot of events, and I would get invitations to Mr. Norman Eagleton and invited to bring my wife. I remember one time the city commission had a meeting at the Petroleum Club. I guess the lunch was served in the men's grill, and women were not allowed. And they had to find an anteroom that I could be served. Or they asked me if they could bring my lunch to me.
Did that bother you? Or did
you
just take it?
No, I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny, but I knew we had work to do.
What were some of the names of the commissioners that were on board at that time?
Michael Kirpin was the police and fire commissioner. Bob Frandon was streets and public property. John Thomas was water commissioner. Me. And then Mayor LaFortune,
okay,
of course.
Okay, so four, yeah.